There are good things about arcade spirits, but for me it missteps in ways I can't overlook. Look, the ability to wear a maid outfit regardless of gender and have no one insult or joke about it is a step forward I think all games should do, not only because I'd like it, but it will allow characters in RPGs and such to wear whatever and they won't restrict you to whatever it deems appropriate, plus more acceptance towards people being what they feel best is rather than what society says. I also think having both male and female characters that are dateable is cool, since more people will want to play and enjoy them, which is generally a good thing. There are more cool things about this game, of course, but it's all just topping. The dish itself is not tasty. You can put whatever you want on top of a burnt fish, but it's still a burnt fish. This VN has a lot of these things I think more games need, and that make other people, not just straight white men, feel included. But I can't say I like this game, which is the biggest disappointment. I hate time skips, so they have to be done right for me to not dislike it. I don't quite believe I have to say this as much as I do, but show don't tell. A basic rule when writing something for a visual medium, even worse when it's an interactive piece of art, is you can make the player do something rather than showing it, and that's even more effective. Time skips work when needed, but there was really no reason given for why it skips from the first day to a week or so later. That doesn't make it seem like a week has passed. Telling me something does not make me believe it is true. This is also a good chance to bring up something else it does that I don't believe. The main character is a character, yeah, I know, what a surprise, but no, not what meant. They are not you, no matter what the game might suggest with its very minimal character customization options. That might as well not be there, and actually might take away from reliability, as a faceless generic named character might have been easier for anyone to see themselves as than an androgynous, custom named character in varied colored clothes and skin color depending on personal choose, and dialogue choose that again don't do anything important for the most part, and apparently change certain bits of dialogue your character says, but at the end of the day who cares, it's like a horse taking a shit, Red Dead, wholly unnecessary. Also, I like puns, and the main character in this does not add that to the fact that they felt somehow responsible for a guy having a heart attack when I told him I didn't care about the high score, yet the game tells me I think I put too much pressure on him when I again I didn't care, just being there and trying was enough. The main character isn't you, and I would have liked if they made that a bit more clear rather than pretending otherwise. The partial voice acting is weird. I'm the kind of person that goes all the way or not at all, and that means I will just play it with no sound as I do with most other VNs, resulting in the voice acting being useless to me. The art style is not for me, but that's fine. Some people like neon, I don't, but hey, not a big problem. Also, I have never played an arcade machine before, not because I never been to an arcade or something, just I never got pocket money so I couldn't even if I wanted to, so the setting and arcade-like style does not really pull me in. The other characters also tell you too much too soon, like one of them on your second time having a conversation with them, for the player that is, since it skips to a week later, starts going on about how she doesn't know who she is, plus another who talks about why they like arcade machines, and it's like, we have only just met each other, why are you telling me this? Take your time in letting me know who this person is before you tell me why. Don't learn from Mass Effect or Dragon Age, those guys tell you too quickly. Talk to Persona, he knows when to tell you something and when not to. Pace it out, take your time. Maybe they didn't have the right amount of time or budget to make this game good to me, I don't know. Not a writer, but hopeful it's something they can learn from, like I intended with this blog post thing I write and no one reads.